1994，我们去了第一团出去是1994年，那是Israel trip。
是到以色列去的。
And then 95, that's the first time that's the post study trip.
95年也是第一次的那保罗行踪的之旅。And
then I know remembers, and then it was in 1999, the four gospel book study tour.
1999年是四福音的那个学习团。
And then they do the same thing the next year, 2000.
然后2000年也是同样的团出去。
And 2001, we had an inspection trip with the Father Christian.
2001年我们曾经有一个去调查的。
And then the latest, last year's fourth study.
那去年是最后一团，我们的那个就是保罗的那个行踪的学习。
Yeah, I missed one. Olive said 1996, that's a youth group.
1996年有一个青少年的团是到以色列的。1997年有一团是到以色列的。
Okay, I wanted to do this is our
organizer.
Service. Also, Michael from Inu.
Michael
He's not only behind the scene, he's also, he's always there, always meets our needs.
他不单只是在幕后，而且常常都在第一线。
That's our wonderful Jairo from Brazil.
那个Jairo集中是从巴西来的。Okay,
so today we're going to start our reunion. We can, because there are so many tours, so maybe brothers and sisters you don't know each other, we start with a very simple self-introduction.
可能在我们中间，弟兄姊妹都从每一团出来的不大认识，所以我们就是每一位先有一些简单的介绍。
You can, mention your name and which trip you went to.
你可以就是讲你的名字，跟你。
Or you can briefly, share some experience that you had in the trip.
或者你可以交通一下你一些的经历在这个团里面的。
Okay, may we start from this side?
我们从这边开始。
I'm Ezra, and I went to the study tour of 1996 with the youth, and also last year's trip to Turkey, Greece, and Rome.
Ezra, 他去96年，就是跟着青少年去那个以色列，到以色列的，跟去年的保罗行踪的团，他都有去。
Would you please still stand? I can just take you.
Okay,
I'm Ezra. I went on the same trip as
the study tour in 96 and then
the
last one in Turkey, Greece.
This is
I'm Helen.
I'm the Andrew's sister, and Ezra's wife, and we're
all
together. Helen, Helen's from the other side. Helen, Ezra.
My name is
Alice Shanley. Okay, my name is Alice Shanley. I went to Israel in February 1997 with the Brazilian group.
Alex,97年跟那个巴西的那一团到以色列去。And
my wife just come today.
她太太等一下会来。
My name is Jeffrey Cook. I went to the trip in the year 2000, but it was the last one before the pilot here. It's about unlikely.
Jeffrey 是2000年的那一团去。
My name is Angela Cook, and
I went in for the 1999 four factors the tour and also extended to follow the step of the Moses.
那个是1999年的那个师傅印的学习团，还有那个就是在那个加上去的到开创西南延伸的那个西南旷野，是摩西的脚踪。
My name is Shuko Abel, and I've been for the first time with the Brazilian group in 1997 in Israel. Second time in the year 2000 with the group of brothers.
1999 to Israel as well,
and then this year is the Pacific Club. Priscilla, this is 1997年的巴西团跟1999年的以色列还有去年的保罗行踪这几个团差别去。1995 four gospel trip, and I think I have a wonderful experience with the 1995 post-faith trip. That is, maybe that is a turn point of my life. Lord really leading me a second step of the spiritual life. Thank you.
那是95年的保罗行踪跟99年的以色列的那一团，他说是95年的那一团给他有很美好的属灵的一个经历，这是一个属灵的转变点。
My name is Phil Shen. This is my wife Helen. We went to Israel on year 2000 and also to Turkey in Greece last year. We are very impressed by the leadership of Phil Shen and Michael. And I wish we can go again.
Helen,
I was particularly moved when I was in the Cave of Apocalypse on the Greek island of Patmos. Because I felt that, you know, no matter what conditions the person can be under, but if you have the desire to be with Jesus, he'll come and meet with you. And I was very touched there.
My name is Lucio. I went to Israel in 97 with the Brazilian group. And then I went last year with most of you to Turkey, Greece, and Rome.
卢西奥是97年跟巴西的弟兄他们的那一团跟去年保罗行动的团。My name is Joshua. I'm from Brazil, but I never been in Israel.
My name is Yi, and I went to Israel, I think in January of 1994, right? And then I went to the trip following the footsteps of Paul in the summer of
1995.
Mm-hmm.
我们两位没有去过。
Okay, my name is David Liu. Last year I go most of the year to the Turkey, Greece, and Roma. I have wonderful experience. Thank you.
刘弟兄是去年的保罗行动团的罗马，我是陈少斌，少年的少，当兵的兵。I went last year to the Paul Street.
My name is Charlene Jo. Last year was my first trip. It's quite an amazing experience because every geographic name so becomes so personal to me. So every time when I read a book, X is so different.
Sorry.
他是去年的保罗行政的时候，他说去过这个团体后就对独生兵好像很有亲切感，因为去过这些地方，对现在独生兵都不大一样那种感受。我的名字叫柏林龙，我去过那个你是的那个保罗行政。
My name is Yao Zhen Liu. I just went last year to Paul.
My name is Stella Le. Since 1999, I went to Israel, the study group of the Fourth Gospel, and last year in the footsteps of the Paul. And since 1999, I like to save all my vacation days for study trip.
Yeah. 而且我也谢谢参加去这个团的教会负责弟兄沈弟兄，他这些讲得非常的仔细，也在那里买了这个地图。后来我不懂英文，每到一个地方，我这个地图我都买一份成的。我你买了做什么？我说我不懂，我买回去给我下一代的子孙他们可以看。后来我就问沈弟兄有没有中文的圣经，有这个地图。弟兄说有是有，不容易买到。感谢主，有一位姊妹她送给我一本圣经，上面就有中文的地图。我觉得你要去看的时候，你光走圣经，你没有地图，你里边那个光亮还好像不完全。你要一边走圣经一边看，你就里边觉得很好。我非常的赞成这一个谈。去年我要去，我问陈弟兄，陈弟兄说。哎呀，不舒服，我就没有去了。我非常的谢谢
每个弟兄。
你去
是哪个？
我是两千年。
Sister Tong went to the trip on to London, and she's very thankful to Mike and Brother Chen for you both so helped with her, and she bought maps to most likely to. She bought maps of almost all the locations where she went.
My name is Ming Wang. This is my mom, Kim Wang. And, anyway, I'm always here February of 99, Israel, Jordan, and August, July, August of 2000, Israel, Jordan, Syria. And I was there, again, August of 2002 to Greece, Turkey, and Rome. My mother was there in 99 and 2002, so she skipped the year. but my mom has also been passed around to the steps of Paul.
95.
Go to Israel and Egypt. And 97, so go to Greece and Turkey and go to Hormuz. I like this food
better. Get up early.
Meal.
Yeah,
better, right?
The meal.
Okay.
The food.
Oh, the food. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's actually, you know what? I've been steadily gaining weight since that first trip.
Yeah,
it's that food's fasting,
Brother, I try to remember rightly, you found the coaches very comfortable and you could just...
I'm living home. I'm not a young people, but I went to 96 young people, the 32 of Israel. And I was in 2002, followed the footstep of Paul to Turkey and Greece. I was not able to go to Rome. But, you know, we thought 32 is very intensive. That's the name is.
我补充讲几句，我感谢主，去年去那个普罗行传，连累的姐妹三个，就是林娜姐妹最累了，为我排成功的去，所以我以后很想去，但是又等昆明考完了，我再去。谢谢。
Thankful that last year she went to that trip because of the help of Sister Nina.
Daniel Chen, I was in the 96th trip to Israel. With saying some other thing?
他说去完了以后就是在看圣经有不同的领受。
I want to share, 1999, I went to the Four Gospel Trip. To me, that's also that's a turning point of my life, because at that time, that's a big secret in my heart, because at that time, I was a Mormon. Nobody knows. So it's very hard for me to fellowship with brothers and sisters when they ask me,
Oh, brother,
what's the church you're going to? You know, as a Christian, I think I was a Christian, so it's very hard to tell why. But I was trying to, change the subject because I don't want, but that trip really changed a lot of things, because when you went to Israel, when you went to the Capernaum, you went to see Galilee, you see the temple, you see the Qumran, Jesus became a real person to me. You know, it's not like the Bible before, it's like a story, it's so remote. But right now it's so real to me. So when I came back, because I see so many things, it's so real. Because we know that Jesus was like 2,000 years ago. If 2,000 years ago what happened in Israel, you still can see today, of course, when I was in another faith, we have another book, we have another story. So I want to find, also I want to find the proof. So I went back to several books actually published by Solar City. So I was carefully studying the book for 4 months. Holy Spirit revealed the truth to myself. So, eventually when I, went to the meetings, I just couldn't even sit in there and say amen, because I know Holy Spirit revealed to myself that this is not the real thing. So I made such a very hard decision. So I left my old church. And then I came to fellowship together with Brother Christian. So 1999 trip was really a turning point to my life. I'm so grateful. Since then, I enjoy many trips with Brother Christian and many brothers and sisters. So, brothers and sisters, you never know. You say this trip may be just a small, tiny place, but the Lord will renew yourself. That's why I'm so grateful. Our God is a very true and real God. He knows how to lead His people. So no matter what's the trip or wherever the place you went, Holy Spirit, somehow He will reveal Himself to you. Shed the light to you, let you see the truth. That's why I'm so grateful. And today, I can say, I'm on the right path. I'm with brothers and sisters. This is my real thing.
this is my real family. You know, of course I miss my old brothers and sisters before, but it's so different. So that's my testimony. Thank you.
Jason 弟兄他是去过99年的那个以色列的团，跟去年的保罗行动的团。他说99年的那一团对他来讲是他人生的里面一个很重要的转捩点，因为他从前是在摩门教里面聚会的。那他发觉就是跟一般的在这个团里面跟弟兄姊妹很难有交通，因为摩门教的道理跟我们中间的都不大一样。但是他说是神借助他所到过的这一些的地方向他显现，对他说话。那然后他回来了以后，他又看了很多的书，是那个 South Lake City 盐湖城出的书。那然后圣灵就借助那些书对他说话。那然后他就里面就有一种的感觉到，他再回到从前聚会的地方，他就发现他们讲的东西圣灵没有印，就是不印证。所以他就觉得就那个就是从前的那个信仰就不大对。后来他就圣灵把他引导，他就来到我们的中间，在我们中间聚会，就是这样。My name is Brother Leon, and I've been to the 95 trip to Israel and also Egypt, and I've been to the trip last year to Turkey, Greece, Rome. '99年的以色列团跟去年的保罗弟兄的团，两个的那个延伸的我都去了。延伸到我们到埃及到
九九年，
So my name is Christian.
I have like a special experience, you know, in the trip. You know, very briefly, or you know, you can just share with us, you know, and maybe we can encourage with each other.
弟兄姊妹，假如你去过这些团，有什么特殊的经历，你想在这里跟我们分享，我们可以在这里彼此分享。
我还是用国语讲好了。yeah, 因为在九零，我是从中国来的，但是
I came from China.
Yeah, 在我小时候那一段刚好中国教会是在一个逼迫底下。
The church in China was under persecution.
就是但是没有外面的东西，可是那个属灵的空气非常的好。
So、the spiritual atmosphere was pretty good.
但是当我来到美国，我90年到95年开始有一点参加服事。
Since I came here from 1990 to 95, I was serving the Lord.
但是我就看到很多，就是说我很挣扎，对教会的一些很多东西，我非常非常的挣扎。
I was struggling actually in the church.
然后同时在那一段，就是我自己个人的生活各方面都很大的一个冲击。
Even my personal life was not very stable.
然后在我心里面一直问说，什么叫做教会？
So I asked myself what it means, the definition of church.
然后也一直问主说，那良心跟圣灵有什么区别？良心的感觉跟圣灵的感动有什么区别？
What's the difference between the conscience and the spirit?
所以我挣扎了好几年。
So I struggled for many years.
然后一直到1995年
until 1995，
然后我参加对保罗神州
so I attend the fourth journey。
在这个保罗神州里面，我实在是蒙了非常非常大的祝福。
So I was so blessed in this trip。
因为当我去的时候，我很受感动的，就是我一路走的时候，我看到那些起初的教会。
So in this trip, I saw the early church.
然后就好像主让我看见。
要我就是说教会要回到起初那个那个当时那样那样的地方。
So Lord reveals that to me, that the church to go back to the early church.
然后呢，我一路走走到特别我到那个安提亚，我站在安提亚的门口。
Especially when I went to the Antioch.
然后我从上面看下来的时候，看不到一个教堂，都是那个回教士。
I couldn't see any churches but the mosque.
然后我心里面就想，好像一路主就让我看见那个保罗，好像整个的。整个他的传福音，他那个 mission 的那个整个在我的前面，这样我就好像看到保罗的信心跟他的那种劳苦的那种传福音建立教会那些，一直在我里面。
So in myself, I see Paul as a missionary, he's pouring labor.
然后我就问主说，保罗这么辛苦传了福音建立教会，今天在哪里
？I asked the Lord, Paul is so working so hard to build up the church of what happened today.
然后很感谢陈弟兄，就是说一路上他虽然很辛苦，但是他一直在讲教会的历史。
Very grateful for Brother Christian, even though he's very harsh, but he trying to explain the church's history to us.
然后在他讲这个教会历史的当中，让我明白今天教会为什么是这样。
So by his explanations, I understand why churches of today.
因为人的东西在那里，所以就一代一代的这样，就好像就转移的神的原来的事。
Because of the human factors, so through generations, churches turning away from God's eternal purpose.
但是，所以我里面就有一个很清楚说。我们要回到从前起初的那个神原来的神里面去。
So inside of myself, I know we have to turn back to the early church.
所以我就不再挣扎，我就很好像里面有一个 confidence.
And now I have the comfort inside of myself, I'm no longer struggling.
然后我就觉得我还是在原来的聚会里面，希望能够跟弟兄姐妹一同往前。
So in the church, I want to go forward with all the brothers and sisters.
但是一年以后，九六年。
A year later, 1996.
主给我有话，然后很清楚的主说要我离开。
The Lord gave me His words, and I know I have to leave my church.
然后我就来了两个人之间，跟大家一起去。
And then I can love and meet here.
然后我觉得从前呢，我读圣经呢，就是好像都是受的就是那种生命读经那种。今天早上起来，蹲沉一下，精神一下，我放到哪里就读哪里，就这样子。
In the old times when I study Bible, every morning I just open up the Bible, wherever I turn to, I just study that part.
但是保罗行踪回来以后呢，我第一本书就是读那个使徒行传。
After Paul's journey, the first book I studied was Acts.
但是我一读《使徒行传》，我就觉得变得非常的真实。
And it turned so real to me.
因为我就觉得那个圣经里面所讲的，不是那种好像非常抽象的，回想都是很属灵的东西。
It's not really just abstract or something too spiritual.
但是圣经里面讲的虽然是属灵的东西，可是它是在地上真真实实的发生，真实的生活。
Even though it's spiritual, but still it's the very reality. It's on the earth. It's in our daily life.
所以我就觉得从那天开始，好像主就是打开的第一本书就是《使徒行传》为我打开。
The Lord opened the first book to me is the Acts.
然后接着我就读保罗书信。
And then I studied the Paul's epistle.
然后我一读保罗书信，好像保罗整个人，他的心智，他的，好像我整个人就跟这个保罗书信就变得很非常的有一个亲切感。
So I find a close relationship with the Paul's epistle.
然后，我想九五年那一年也是，可以说那一年后来我回来以后，我读了一本书叫雅歌书。
So after 95, after the trip, I studied the book of Song of Songs.
然后我第一次读的时候，就是主就是把我带进那个经历里面去。
So Lord brought me into that experience.
好像主就启示了他自己，就是那一位带着人性还坐在宝座上的那一位。
The Lord revealed himself to me, he's that person with a human personality, but he's, in the meantime, he's the one sitting on the throne.
他不再是好像一个高高在上非常抽象的人，只是敬畏他而已。
He's not just abstract and so remote, so high to me.
但是他却是活生生的一个非常真实的一个主在那里。
He's a living Lord.
然后我知道他还会回来。
I know also he will come back.
所以那一次的奉献，好像不再是像从前说我愿意服侍，我愿意奉献，而是一个爱的吸引，然后让我再一次甘心情愿的把自己奉献。
It's not like before I serve, but right now it's my whole hobby. I want to dedicate myself, serve the Lord.
所以95年的那个保罗行踪，可以说是。几百万都买不到的一个心意。
So 95 trip is so precious.
Yeah, 然后他把我带进了一个属灵的另一个阶层，还有对读经，在经过这几年陈弟兄的礼拜三的教导，我觉得有一个非常非常大的祝福。
So it's a spiritual renewal to me also through the Wednesday night Bible study gave me so much blessing.
要自我介绍是吧？哦，我是 Coda，
坐下来。
从 New Jersey， 我是从新泽西来的。平常是在中宣会的分堂西恩堂聚会，然后每个星期三也是来陈弟兄这边来查经，收获很大。好、啊。哦，我就是这一次。就是去年的保罗脚中我参加的。
All my life, I always liked very much to travel.
我在我人生的里面，我很喜欢去旅行。
Probably instead of the medical school, I would be very happy if I have like some tourist course in my life.
当我在读这个医学的时候，我一直希望就是有机会。
So even if there is still I used to travel a lot inside of the country and even abroad. I like very much to go to Europe and see the museums and spend a lot of time there. And I think it's very fascinating thing to know more about what's going around you.
当我在巴西的时候，我常常到处去旅行，而且喜欢到欧洲去参观那个博物馆他觉得这个是很好的，到处去看。
But even having this kind of feeling in my life, if for example someone come to me and say, okay, I will give you the first class air ticket, and we'll be there in a King David Hotel.In a suite, presidential suite, I think if we can say that. And you can buy a lot of things that stuff there, you can spend the best time in the best restaurant there. I would say, okay, thank you very much, but I will give to someone else.
虽然是这样子就是有人把这个头等的机票给我最好的旅馆的套房但是我还是会说你把这个给别人好。
Maybe I would feel better if I go to visit Babylon or Iraq, then go to Israel.
或者我会感觉到比较好，假如我有机会去参观就是巴比伦，到伊拉克这个地方去。
Because somehow whenever I saw some movies or some pictures from Israel, of course more about Jerusalem,
is always something so religious.
因为当我看见关于以色列的那些电影或者图片，都觉得是很宗教化的。
Something so out of the reality of a Christian life, or something so related with almost like a paganism.
因为一切对我来讲，好像跟这个基督教的信仰好像脱了节相，就是好像反而就是跟那个就是异教的比较相近。
So that kind of things create in myself some kind of bad feelings against to visit that place.
这种的感觉就给我里面有一种很不好的感觉，所以我就对于去参观的一些的地方。
And when it happened, this possibility to some Brazilian, sisters and brothers from Brazil to have this kind of a trip to Israel, I refuse the utmost to join this group.
当在巴西那里有一些弟兄姊妹他们去参加这一些的旅行团的时候，我就拒绝参加。
But I remember Jairo called me once from I think German. And said, well, you'd like to go? And then I said, well, it depends. If we go to just a vacation, I must go. And he said, no, Brother Christian, go with us. And I said, well, I heard that he's not going this time, so I Meanwhile, this news about this trip spread there among some brothers and sisters in Brazil, and of course my wife, she was very excited about that. My mother-in-law and my father-in-law, they were very excited. They said, okay, if you go, we go with you. And if I remember well, the next time that Jai would call me, the first time I said, okay, if a brother Christian is not going with us, I'm not going. And if I'm right, the second time he said, okay, Brother Christian told me that, because I think Brother Christian was here in New York. He said, well, if Alex is coming, I go. And then I was in a very awkward situation because I don't want to go, but my father and mother-in-law, they said, okay, if you go, I go with you. My wife, she wants to go. And I said, well, I think there is no
option for me.
I remember so well when we were in the plane and we have some exams, some questions to answer.
当他们坐飞机的时候，他们要考试，要回答一些的问题。
And we have, of course, like one booklet explaining many things about Israel that it would have help us to understand better the something there.
我们都有一本书，就是讲一些关于以色列那一带的那个事情，让我们能够明白一些关于那个地方的。
I just have a quick look and say, okay.
我就很快的看了一下。
But in the plane, I just make the test very fast and I did the paper.
在飞机上面，我很快就把那个问题都回答了。
I felt in that time very bad. In one sense, because I don't have any kind of desire to go there.
我那个时候的感觉很不好，因为我没有
But what's funny, when we crossed from the Mediterranean and crossed Israel land, and the pilot said, okay, we are crossing Israel, and then we're going to land in Jordan.
当那飞机经过以色列，那个飞机师在那里说，我们现在经过了以色列，我们要到约旦去了。
Well, I went, I was looking through the window.
当我在窗门往外看的时候。
And then somehow I felt inside of me.
我里面就有一些感觉。
Something tell me something like that. This is your story.
里面有个声音就告诉我说，这是你的故事。
This it was completely different. For example, whenever I, for example, you arrive in Switzerland, it's so beautiful that you can see the mountains, some snow. And for us in Brazil, if we want to see snow, we need to go to the movie.
这个很不一样，就是好像假如你到了瑞士，你就看见有可以看到雪山，但是在巴西要看雪的话，除非在电影的里面。
So there are so many beautiful places in this world, and of course it's a It was completely different when I just saw the land, but inside of me, I heard something tell me, this is your story. In other words, your life is so connected with this land. And I was very shocked about that.
我里面很受有一个很大的震荡。
And the whole trip there, we have some very good things and bad things for myself.
在整个旅程的里面，对我来讲也有一些好的事情，有一些不好的。
Even there was a time when the people that called me, I didn't understand that time, they called me a chicken.
有一段时间有人叫我就是好像胆小鬼。
Because I went to Ezekiel, and I just went 10 steps, and I couldn't stay there.
那我们到那个西西家的那个水道下去，我走了大概十步。
But it was so many things involved in that time, and that's why I didn't feel well. But anyway, I think it was so impressive for me that trip.
因为在那个团的里面有很多的事情我自己感觉得不大好，但是。
And even when I saw some people kissing the stones where it's supposed to Lazarus was buried.
甚至我们到了拉萨路的那个坟墓那里，有一些人在那里亲那个石头。
I don't feel so bad. I don't feel so bad. I was
you keep the stone yourself.
I can keep up your head because it was quite fun.
But anyway, the trip was very wonderful. And I think one of the things that of course today it's not necessary for anyone to give a five-star hotel or in-day hotel, even just a small place to go there again, to be in a gallery sea again.
Yeah.
I will really enjoy to be there.
那一团后来我觉得蛮好的，所以以后假如有机会去的话，我也会去，也觉得是很好的，不一定要住第一流的旅馆。
And this kind of fascination that I think all of us will have when we are there. It's just because our life is so related with that. It's not something so far away from us.
Because
And I think that sometimes someone brought it here and mentioned that we read in reading the Bible that the Lord was the Lord of heaven and earth was came to this earth. It's so real. For example, when you see, well, he was in a plane. He was just like me, a human being. I travel with in a coach, a bus, and but he travel only by food or.
像我们有一些，我们中间有一些人，如今像主曾经来到这个地上啊，他当年在这个地上， 他也曾经旅行过，但是今天我们是在车子里面。我虽然我们是坐车，但是当年当主在这个地上，他是可能坐船，用两条腿在走路。
So the things are so real, beyond any explanation.
这些都是那么真实的事。
So I hope one day go back again.
Even if I can.
Not
necessarily
the five-star hotel.
一定要住五星级的旅馆。
Maybe 5 stars.
Actually, young people have seen the hotel 5,000.
5,000. And I was very glad, for example, to see how Michael, he learned so quickly Portuguese. Because some people, they have the impression, the Brazilian people, they are so late about time, this schedules. And from time to time, our brother said, okay, vamos, in other words, let us go. With his Scottish accent, was perfect.
In the year 2000, in Jerusalem, before we walk into the Holy Temple, the Temple of God.
在两千年，我们到过那个地方，但我还没有进到那个，就是那个圣殿山上面的那个回教庙。
Yeah, on the outside is a courtyard. I'm sure.
好像外面是一个院。
And my wife said that let's pray before we go in.
我的妻子跟我讲啊，我们先要祷告才进去。
Basically, we cleanse and repent.
对。
We should cleanse ourselves and repent.
我们需要悔改，洁净自己才进去。
So while we are offering our prayer of repentance, I definitely felt the presence of God.
当我们做了一个就是悔改的祷告，我很感觉主的同在。
As I pray more, the Spirit started filling.
当我有更多的祷告的时候，圣灵就充满了我。
My body start shaking.
我身子会有一些的抖。
But it's a good feeling.
但是却是一个很好的感觉。
It is very pleasant, very very good feeling. I'm sure some of you know it's very very good feeling.
我相信有的人就有这种经历，是一个很好的经历。
So when we finish praying, I told my wife, God is here and we are on the holy ground.
当我这样子祷告以后，我就跟我的妻子讲，我说神在这里，我们是在一个圣地。
To me, I don't know what is happening to me, but then more I think about it is because the Jews and Israel is away from Jesus.
我不知道为什么我会有这种的经历，但是我在想因为神的子民他们离弃了神。
God is merciful and he's still here.
但神是有恩典的神，他还是在那里。
I'm still thinking about the reason for that, but actually it's a very wonderful experience to me.
我还在想为什么有这种的经历，但是我还是觉得那是一个很好的经历。
And he also on the bus asked, why did God create a wilderness?
To
ask for 2-3 days, why did God create the wilderness?
He asked, why did God create this wilderness?
It's hot and it's hostile and there's not much to see.
It's hot
and there's nothing to see.But God answered him and said that, you know, when I'm not pleased with you, then you can go and be with me.
我是1999年去的以色列旅行。
I went to the Israel trip in 1999. Prior to that, we had studied the four Gospels. I never imagined I could go. So that time, I really thanked my husband for allowing me to go. I remember that on that trip there were 106 brothers and sisters from all over the world. We're very blessed on that trip because we had a lot of extra things. But because we who came from New York, we arrived early. So that was Jordan, we went to Jerash. I went to the extended trip also. And then on that extended trip, we had another place. And we went to Petra. So that's why the whole trip was very abundant. And I really experienced the love of the brothers and sisters. Even though we came from different places. But it was a wonderful thing to be there. I remember I had the opportunity to ride a bike around Galilee. About 50 brothers and sisters that participated. I also participated, but in the end, there only turned out to be 49 of us. But then later on, another sister said, you were you had a lot of wisdom when you decided not to continue with the trip. I was very grateful because even though I gave up, a sister encouraged me thus. And then on the trip to Mount Sinai in the evening, some brothers and sisters decided that they want to go up. But I dare not go up. But Mina kept on encouraging me. So I said, you know, however far we make it, you know, that's just enough. And then during the trip, Sister Mina helped me the most. Because I was actually very ambitious because I took my camera, I had my camcorder with me. And because it was so cold and I wore so many clothes and brought so many things. But in the end, I couldn't continue. So then my sister Mina actually took over all my camera, my camcorder, all my stuff for me. And then everybody actually had already, you know, gone, but we just said, let's not continue then. We said, let's just take a little bit more. And then later on, we saw a little bit of light. So we actually entered into this little tea house. And then and we asked, you know, how much further till we reach the top? We have reached the top already. And then the brothers and sisters arrived also. So I also went to the top of Mount Sinai. But then at Petra, we had to continue on to another trip, on another mountain. And then at that time, Brother Jaya took us up. And when we came down, it was already dark. But because Petra was such a high mountain, if you walk in between two mountains, you actually can't see anything.
那因为那个有一个赶鱼的，他那个小孩子他抽烟，所以我们就看到那个烟火亮，这样亮一下。So
because the actual person that took care of the camels, he was actually smoking. He was actually smoking, and you can actually see the sparks from the cigarette.
那如果你走到那个开一点的地方，有一点点的月光跟星光可以进来。
So when you came to a place where there was a little bit wider opening on the top, you could see a little bit the moonlight and the starlight. So 13 and 14 of us were so excited that we actually made it. But then when we came to the gate, we saw that many brothers and sisters were there worrying for us. And these are experiences that you cannot buy with money. And then Nina kept on saying that on the 95 trip to on the footsteps of Paul, so the brothers and sisters as if they fell out of heaven. So, that trip, I also met brothers and sisters that actually dropped down out of heaven. I feel that each trip was actually wonderful. So, in year 2000, Jeffrey went. And my prayer is that one day a whole family could go.
Actually, like she mentioned, there were so many other extra portions added to that trip that weren't included in that original itinerary.
第一个就是我们一到那天，刚好是元旦做完的丧礼。
There was a funeral. When we got there during that day, there was a funeral. King of Jordan was saying.
我们很幸运的被邀请到王宫里面。
We're invited into the palace to see it.
第二个呢就是。 在那个以色列那个地方，有一个地方有一个海滩，弟兄们说这就是主耶稣三次问彼得你爱我吗？
And actually, we also went to the by the seashore where brothers and sisters mentioned that this is where Jesus asked Peter whether he loves him or not.
那弟兄们就说，我们在那边静默十分钟。 讲主耶稣当年被彼得说你爱，三次问彼得你爱我吗？我们就想主耶稣在我们身上对我们说话。
And the brothers encouraged us during that time to meditate for 10 minutes on the words of when Jesus asked Peter and how it related to what Jesus spoke to us.
那在那边我就想到我跟彼得那个经历是很像的地方，就是 1973年的时候，我当我重回到教会的时候，
有个姐妹，前面的姐妹说，彼得也是三次不认主，就是我跌倒以后回家以后，那个姊妹说彼得也是三次不认主。
So it reminded me while I was meditating that in 1973, that is when I came back in my walk with the Lord. And I was reminded by a sister who said that Peter also denied the Lord three times.
所以我就想起在我们的经历里面主耶稣是怎么从我们回转以后怎么带领我们又怎么对我们讲话来鼓励我们。
So I was reminded of how the Lord encourages us and leads us, especially when we come back to Him.
So, 所以那个是我的在这个旅途里面的一个默想的时候跟神之间的一个交通。
So that was the fellowship and communion I had with the Lord at one moment in time during this tour.
然后我们就去了埃及西乃山。
And then we went to Egypt and Mount Sinai.
那个西乃山其实我没有打算要去。
Actually, I was not counting on going to Mount Sinai.
可是陈弟兄说不可不去。
But Brother Chen said you cannot, you have to go.
也不可再去。
you have to go or and
don't go again.
But don't, you can go once, but don't go again.
所以我在考虑，因为在去西乃山好像十几位弟兄姊妹哈。里面我是年纪蛮大的。可是我当时我想，总要去一次，很难得来到这里，总是要试一次，所以我就决定去了。
But I felt there was such a rare occasion to be able to be there that I decided to go.
不容易走那条路不容易走。
And so walking that way was not easy.
第二天下山的时候。
So the second day when we were going down, when the day was coming. We looked at how steep the slope was.
然后米娜姊妹就跟我讲。
So Sister Mina told me.
她说我昨天晚上转这个弯，刚好我想这个脚踩出去，可是不知道为什么圣灵不许我踩出去，就这样转过来。原来第二天看那个就是山野上崖下面。
Sister Mina shared with me that in the night, she was going down and turning a bend, or was walking, and instead of going straight, she decided to turn a bend, and that was the spirit leading her, because the next morning she noticed that if she had gone straight, she would fall off the cliff.
所以这个经历到现在我想起，我看着照片我都很。好像很感谢神，是神保守，要不然我们出了什么意外的话，就不知道会怎么样。
And even to this day, when I look back at pictures, I'm reminded that God was the one who led us because He protected us from any harm.
我因为好像听说1994年那船有姐妹从那个地方摔下来，摔到脚。
And because we heard that in 1994 there was a sister who actually did fall and hurt herself.
So I didn't go. Now there are already people
warning me. So before going, people were warning me.
But we still have the Lord's grace and
by the Lord's grace and His protection, we came home.
That is what I am very, very, like so many journeys. This is very, give me encouragement and learning.所以从那个时候开始，我就一直盼望哪一年有这个学习船到哪里去的，我就一直在等。
So among the tours, this was one that affected me the most and taught me the most. So I've been anticipating every other year if there's any other study tour I'd like to go.
我想
接受
那个
爱心
的交通，我们交通
一
点，因为他提到那个。是彼得的海湾吗？那里。
So I'd like to follow up what our sister shared on the seashore where Peter was.
当他们说我们可以有十分钟在那里安静的时候。
When they encouraged us to meditate for 10 minutes there.
呀，我记得我就走开了弟兄姐妹的人群当中，我自己就走到比较远的一个地方，我就坐下来。
So I actually left and the brothers and sisters a little bit behind, I went to sit by myself. It was a very good experience. So when I did sit down, I entered a very sweet communion with the Lord. And it was really as if the Lord was asking me, do you love me? Do you love me more than all of these? And it was at that time that I declared to the Lord that, yes, Lord, I love you more than all of these. More than any things of this world. And at that time, I could see that I wanted the Lord as my treasure and that everything else was but ruins. And I lost track of time. I don't know how long I sat there. So I know that there, everybody afterwards, they were waiting for me on the bus. So I figure I was there at least for 20 minutes. That was a very good experience. Speaking of Mount Sinai, because I walked with Angela, we did take a little longer. And we were the two last people to arrive at
But
we were probably the only ones who experienced the beauty of the Lord at that time. And at that time, we were able to see the heavens and the scenery there. And when we couldn't walk anymore, we both lay on this huge rock. And we saw
a shooting star.
And then we walked up.
我记得我到最后他真的喘得很厉害的时候，我真的开始有点怕。And
when Angela was actually couldn't catch her breath, I started getting concerned.
然后我一边祷告。
On one hand, I started praying.
然后心急的就说错的话。And
when I was so anxious that I misspoke.
我说你就不要走了吧，等你心脏停掉了之后。What
I said was, maybe you should stop right now, and you should only continue after your heart
stops.然后他说，如果我心脏停了，你就要背着我走。Well,
if my heart stops beating, then you need to carry me.
所以我才知道我说错话。所以我为什么说到山上我会差一点掉下去呢？So
why would I say that when I went to the mountain I almost
fell?因为我们两个人最后到，然后他们在之前他们就已经去参观了嘛。And
we were the last ones to get there, so the other ones ahead of us had
already. 然后他们回来的时候告诉我们说就到哪里去看。
So as they were coming back, they told us, directed us, and pointed us to where to look.
然后他走不动了，他说他不去了。And
she, Angela couldn't walk, so she said she wasn't going.
那我说好，我自己一个人去。So
I said, okay, I'll go by myself.
所以我去的时候是没有人带我去，我自己一个人就这样子过。So
nobody was leading me, I just went by myself.
所以我就差一点掉下去。And
I almost fell down the cliff.
我觉得耶路撒冷有一个苦想啊。I
want to share a little bit. There is actually the
以前我没有去的时候，我听到人家讲，我心里好羡慕那个苦想是什么样子。I
actually heard many times before going to the trip that there was such a long, and I was actually very envious to actually see it.
当我们到了耶路撒冷的时候，有一个姊妹，她说我带你一起去。And
then there was a sister that said, when we arrived there, I'll take you.
那我去了苦墙，苦墙并没有什么东西。And
then, but I went into the building wall, I didn't feel like there was much there.
不过是一堵墙在那里。It
was just the wall.
哇，好多人在那里哭啊。
But so many people were there.
那个苦。
图墙的那个缝到底面好多纸条的。
And then in the holes of the walls, in the walls, you can see all these little pieces of paper.
那个纸条条写的有我们有什么心愿，写上去，那等到第二年来的时候，我们的心愿就能够实现。
And then if you put something on a piece of paper and put it in that wall, a year later if we came back, it would be realized.
只能说你写吧，我说我不需要写。
Sister said, why don't you write something on a piece of paper and put it in? I said, I don't need to.
他说你为什么不需要写呢？
Said, why don't you need to write it?
我说我没有什么求主的。
I said, I have nothing to ask for the Lord.
主都恩待了我。
The Lord has already been gracious to me.
我说你写，我就请姊妹。
Then why don't you write it?
他说我写什么呢？
叫
我说你没有结婚呢，你没有朋友啊。我说你可以写上有朋友，要结婚做什么，你来怀念就可以了。那个姊妹就写了。那写了，他包得很好。那我们两个人手牵手一起走过去。他就手。放到那个墙缝里面。可是他也哭起来了。我也莫名其妙哭起来。我心里在想，为什么这样要流泪呢？那个泪一直流得很多。那我就把那个墙堵起来了。我说主耶稣啊。你是检查人心肺腑的。
You are the one that examines our heart.
我还有什么东西你叫我倒空？
If there's anything that needs to be emptied in my life.
我说主耶稣啊。
I said, Lord Jesus.
你听我的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
我们常常在向主所祷告。
We are praying to the Lord.
那个姊妹也在哭。
Sister was weeping too.
那个哭的时候，我现在都不哭了。
And then I stopped crying.
那姊妹在哭。
And the sister was weeping.
我就站在旁边。
Stood next to her.
我等他哭好了的时候，我说你怎么样？
他
说我现在心里好舒服。他说你呢？他问我，我说我也一样啊。所以我们要去的时候，有很多消解的地方，都值得我们回忆的。
So actually, there's much to be remembered for that time.
好，谢谢。
What happened to the sister?
那个姊妹我问她哭得难不难过，她说可惜了，她结婚没有，我现在
有三个小孩子。
现在我
不懂，现在 I don't know she's married what